the return of Dwayne Casey to Toronto as the Pistons take on Kawhi and the Raps.
Leonard down the lane for a big right-handed jab.
Tangerine Raps.
Someone that's very familiar with the former coach of the Raps and the current coach of the Raps, and he's now a staff member down in L.A. with the Clippers. Here is Rex Kalamian. How you doing, Rex?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. We're excited for tonight, and I got to get your take on it. What's it like watching tonight if you get the opportunity? You know, former head coach in Dwayne Casey, you were on his staff, and your former assistant coach, you were working with Nick Nurse, the two of them going at it tonight. What's that going to be like from your standpoint?
Well, I'm pulling for a football tie tonight. How about that? Can we get one of those?
Yeah, I think so. We can work on that. Like five OTs, and they call it.
Absolutely. It's a difficult one. I'm probably just going to sit back and watch and enjoy some good basketball. Toronto, obviously, is playing great basketball and leading the league in wins. And Detroit has kind of gone through a couple different situations already where they've won like five in a row and then they lost four or five in a row. And they're kind of up and down. But I know Dwayne Casey will have his team ready tonight entering into Scotiabank. And I'm sure that it's going to be a good game all the way around. But both guys are I'm still friendly with and I still pull for both of them, and looking forward to a fun game and two coaches that really know each other very well. There'll be a lot of adjustments, I'm sure. The game within the game will be going on.
Rex, there was a bit of an uncomfortable exchange this morning where Nick Nurse was asked about his communication with Dwayne Casey, and from what I was gathering, he was basically saying there is no communication, that he was looking forward to seeing Dwayne Casey tonight. What's your take on that? I know it's difficult to lose your job in the coaching industry and someone else on your own staff takes over, but it was a little bit awkward this morning. What's your take on that?
Well, all I could tell you is that in the 3 years I was there, and I came on to their staff. Nick had been there, I think, a year or two prior to me getting there. I came over from Oklahoma City, and they welcomed me in with open arms, and I was able to acclimate myself very quickly to the system and to what those guys had already had in place. I was there 3 years, and we had a lot of success in terms of wins and losses. I think we won something like 56, 52, and 59 games in the 3 years. And over that time, there were a lot of playoff games and a lot of playoff series. Did we agree on everything all the time between the three of us? No. But did we work it out? Absolutely. And I think that that's what coaching staffs do in any professional sport. You talk about things, you work things out. And again, I think our success proves that we were all able to not only get along together, we liked each other as human beings, and we spent a lot of time with each other throughout those 3 years. Lots of meetings, lots of downtime, lots of road time, and there was never any issue between the three of us. And I think probably the way the season ended, losing again to Cleveland, was hurtful for all of us, players and coaches, fans, community, organization, everything. And it was just kind of left, I think, a bad taste in all our mouths on how we lost to them.
With Rex Kalamian, now an assistant coach with the Clippers, but was here in Toronto for a few years working with Dwayne Casey and Nick Nurse. A lot of the discussion over the past few months and leading up to tonight has revolved around how Dwayne Casey maybe feels about Nick Nurse and this idea that you just mentioned that you guys lost again to Cleveland and Casey had to fall on the sword, and how Nick Nurse maybe had some better ideas and for whatever reason they weren't relayed to Dwayne Casey. Can you take us through that process as an assistant coach? If you've got an idea, or you've got some sort of scheme or some sort of play that you think is going to work, how do you sell that on your head coach?
Well, I ran the defense for our team for a couple of years. And anytime I would have a scheme or a situation or an idea on how we wanted to play an upcoming game, I would always present it more than likely first to Dwayne, the head coach, and then to the entire room as to what we wanted to do, especially if it was out of what we normally do, out of our kind of our base coverage of what we like to do. And really those things that you do outside of the box you normally talk about as a staff, and you kind of poke holes in it, and it's open for discussion. Most of the time, if I had an idea, I would bring it to Dwayne, bring it to the group and say, look, this is what I think we should do tonight, and these are the reasons why. Normally, you back it up with analytics, or you back it up with videotape on maybe what another team did and why you should implement that scheme. And you know what? Sometimes my ideas went through, and sometimes they didn't. And when they didn't go through and I was shot down, for lack of a better term, I would have to move on to what we want to do and sell what we want to do to our team. And you know, there's some things you suggest are great, and some things you suggest maybe are not so good for your team.
With Rex Kalamian, former assistant coach here in Toronto, now currently an assistant coach with the Clippers. It's Dwayne Casey back in town tonight. Pistons Raptors down at Scotiabank. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. As for Dwayne Casey's legacy, again, he said you were here for 3 years, and they were three great years. He was here for seven overall, winning his coach in Raptors history. How would you describe it, though? If someone in L.A. said, hey, what's up with Casey, and what was he all about in Toronto? How would you describe Dwayne Casey as the Raptors head coach?
Well, the one thing you can't deny is that he had a lot of success with a lot of young, good players. I think there was a lot of development that went on during the 3 years I was there. A lot of guys had career years and they got better. And really, you saw it through even older guys like DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, Jonas Valanciunas. They all had great years under Dwayne's leadership and with the coaching staff that he had in place. Now, Toronto has a unbelievable player development organization, and I think that you can attribute a lot of that to Dwayne and a lot to the organization and how they structure things. Pascal Siakam, Fred, DeLon Wright, OG, Lorenzo Brown, they have a lot of guys, Norman Powell, that have gotten better over the years, and it's been a step-by-step process. They've climbed the mountain, and they've gotten to where they are today. And that doesn't only happen during the year. A lot of that is put in by a lot of the good assistant coaches and the player development staff they had over the years there, that put in a lot of time over the summer getting those guys working on their skills and getting them into the gym. But I would say that Dwayne's time there was a period of growth for that team and for himself and for the players.
You guys are off to a great start out in L.A., so continued success, and enjoy it tonight watching this game. I know we all are here in Toronto, and we really appreciate you shedding some light on your time here. Thank you, Rex.
There's going to be tremendous energy in that gym because the fans bring it every single game, and it's a great place to play basketball. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There he is, Rex Kalamian, former assistant coach on Dwayne Casey's staff and worked alongside Nick Nurse for a few years.